big achievement for the Flames and a great game last time out. Close win, 84-81. A big takeover. It's being referred to as the Tarkus takeover. Tarkus Ferguson with a great second half, leading the Flames to the victory. He had one of his best, pretty much his best performance in the start of his college career. It was his fourth double-double in that overtime game against Milwaukee. So I think maintaining that is really the best. This is a game USD should win. You have a 3-10 conference play team, these Cleveland State Vikings, and the 3-10 in conference play, 7-18 overall. So after just bumping back above 500, great opportunity for USD to keep the winning going.
Yeah, let's get into our injury report. Today, Cleveland State's coming up 2 minutes short today. Number 2, Garvin Peppers, and number 21, Tim Hasselberg is going to be out for today's game. And for USC, the USC players are going to be without Kyle Geist. Going to be out for today's game.
Yeah, I saw Geist out on the floor pregame. He seemed to be, he didn't seem injured. So this could just be a rest day. But we may find out more about that as we move along.
So let's go on to who are you looking out for Cleveland State?
For Cleveland State today, I'd especially like to see with someone like Kenny Carpenter and Derek Sloan, both really intrigued me. Also talking to some of the broadcast staff pregame, they mentioned to me is someone to watch out for is Rob Edwards. He's hot and cold, but when he has a good game, he can put up a lot of points. So we'll be watching for those guys for Cleveland State this afternoon.
Yeah, and for USC, I'm going to be looking out for Dominique Matthews, who had a great game, 22 points last game. And his coach told me, when I got to talk to him, that they had to run him out of the gym. He's a gym rat. And that's one of my favorite things. I love a gym rat. I love being in the gym all the time.
Absolutely. So that's how you get better.
That's going to be one of my players to watch out. Also, watch out for KJ Santos. He's had a good game as well. And also, Otter, who's coming back off an injury, he was decent in last game, and he look for him to get some more minutes and look for him to help this team.
Absolutely. We will definitely be watching out for that. I would definitely say KJ Santos, 100%, you're absolutely right, because he always, especially when you and me are here, seems to have some great games and can really shoot the lights out. So this definitely looks like a winnable game for USC, and that's what we're hoping for this afternoon. Keep the winning streak alive.
All right, let's jump right into our keys to the win.
Absolutely. I'm looking for overall shooting. I would say the more threes you can make, the better. But it's really going to be all about shooting percentage. You want to keep someone like Matthews, his streaky shooting alive. 24.5 points, shooting 58% over 58% from the field. So Matthews has been on fire, and you want to keep someone like that on fire just by feeding him the ball, giving him good shots, and really keeping the scoring alive. What about yourself? Who do you think is the key today?
Like I said, I'm going to go with somebody that I have been riding along, and that's Michael Olaquanle. He's been a great player coming in the start since he's been in the starting lineup. He's been clogging the boards and was able to grab rebounds and also get them second chance points. And he's also been good handling the ball as well. So he's one of my players. Also, coming off the bench is Vance Whitaker. He has played pretty well for them when he's got minutes. And you know I got to go to Tyus Ferguson. I want to see him keep up his streak and shoot the ball well from the free throw line.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, I was mentioning the 100-point game 2 games ago. That was only the second time this season that they've registered over 100 points, and it was the most points scored by the Flames since a 112-point outburst and a quadruple overtime victory that they had against the same team, the Panthers, back in January of 2001. So it had been a long time since this Flames team had scored 100 points, and it was a great achievement for them. And hopefully they can just keep the score going, consistently scoring 75 to 80 points. But hey, anytime you score 100 in NCAA play, probably means you're having yourself a good game, probably heading towards a win.
Yeah, so now we're going to dive into our Cleveland State. What can Cleveland State do to stop UIC?
Well, talking to people familiar with the Cleveland State organization, it seems like just score. They've played quite a few games where they've lost, but they've only lost by 3 or 4 points. They're in most of the games that they play. Whether or not they win or lose kind of depends on if the shots are going down or not. So the better defense the UIC can play this afternoon, the better off they probably will be.
And what are the keys for the victory for UIC?
I'm sorry?
What's the key to the victory for UIC?
Keys to victory, just making free throws, taking good threes and making them, and really just adjustments on defense. When you see that maybe the zone isn't working, let's try some man-to-man, or vice versa. And no unnecessary fouls. So the less fouls you can have, the more shots you can make consistently, and the better off you are at the line, the best chance you have to win, I would say. This is a winnable game by all means.
So we're going to go to our national anthem and the starting lineups right here on Chicago Land Sports Radio and the UIC Network. We'll be back.
Here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
For today's Horizon League matchup between the Cleveland State Vikings and your UIC Flames. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise, remove your hats, as we honor America and those who protect it with the singing of our national anthem. Performing the Star-Spangled Banner is a proud UIC alum, Rebecca Ladarji. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so
Basketball on Chicagoland Sports Radio, the.com, the Flames Radio Network. I'm Andy Baker here along with Sean Jarrett, and it is a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we are about ready to start Cleveland State versus your UIC Flames. We are moments away from action. The starting lineups have just been announced, and Sean, how do you look at these lineups so far as they've been set out? A little bit different than usual. One of the main differences, Ty Odiasi will be getting the start at center this afternoon. How do you feel about that?
It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a good matchup. But it's like there's a smaller lineup now. So,
Cleveland State is a much smaller lineup than most teams out there. So it could give UIC a distinct advantage. As we are about ready to tip it up here at the Pavilion, glad to be here with you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, the Flames Radio Network, powered by Illinois Media School. Andy Baker here with you, with my main man, Sean Jarrett. We're glad to be here with you as the Flames win the tip. Going right to left from our vantage point here at the Pavilion. They bring it down the court. It's Ferguson with it. Over to Santos near side. Santos drives, kicks it out to Ferguson. Drives left hand, spins. Hard contact, and it's going to be an offensive foul going against the Flames here.
Wow, that was an early call. Close call right there. It didn't look like he got his feet set right there. But we're going to get it to the referees.
That is going to be the first foul called on the Flames this afternoon, and ball over to the Vikings. Cleveland stayed with it. Wheels around. Inside, up with it. Offensive board, and the putback attempt is good.
Yeah,
for
that's going to.
Sloan, his first basket of the afternoon.
Yeah, that's going to be a key factor right there. They're going to have something to get on the board, get them second chance points right here.
Ferguson drives it and whistle. And the call.
I think it's on number two.
It will be on Thomas, number 12, for the Vikings. It'll be his first, and it'll be a on-the-floor foul. So Odiasi takes the inbound. Drive, up with it, whistle, and the basket. It will count. And one opportunity here for Matthews.
The hoop and the harm. Matthews is keeping that fire going from last game when he dropped 22 points. So this could be a good game.
Yeah, Sean, you had the privilege of being at that game where Matthews had quite the performance as Dominique goes to the line to add the extra points. Shot is good. Quick 3-2 lead for the Flames. Here comes Cleveland State. Left to right with the ball. Taking it up to court is Thomas. Thomas drives to his right. Back to his left, looking, analyzing, studying to see if he has an opportunity. And we have a whistle.
That's who likes to get Michael Colawale.
A little bit of contact there by Colawale, and he's charged with the first foul. It'll be the first team foul on the Flames, as that first foul was an offensive foul. So number one on Colawale. And there's shot clock reset to 30. And a little bit of an errant pass goes out of bounds, and the foot was on the line, they say, and that ball will go back over to the Flames. A little bit of an errant pass there for Cleveland State, wouldn't you say, Sean?
Yeah, you don't want to have your feet on, you got to know where you're at on the court.
Every time, as it is Matthews with it. Colawale to Santos. Back to Matthews. Matthews to his left, driving the line. Nice bounce pass, but he lost a little control. But on the line is what the referees say. And the last team that touched the ball was Cleveland State, so it'll stay with the Flames here, baseline near side.
Well, that ball had a little bit too much mustard on it.
Yes, it did. And there is Matthews inside to Odiasi. Ty backs down his defender, spins, and double teamed, and still gets a shot up, but can't get it to go through. Rebounded by Cleveland State. They'll speed back the other way. With the ball far side, it is number 20, Word, putting up the three-point attempt, and he draws a whistle. And will. That foul will be called on Tarkus Ferguson, his first and number two on the USC team. It'll give Bobby Word a chance at three shots early here for Cleveland State. Sean, you would say that's not a very, it's a little bit of an ill-advised foul there, shooting, following a three-point shooter like that.
Yeah, you want to foul him on the floor. You don't want to give him a chance to get the shot up and get three free throws right there.
Absolutely. He has missed the first two here, so maybe there was a little bit of wisdom in there for the Flames.
And it looks like the coach is giving this team a little pep talk.
And the third attempt does fall for Word, so he makes one of three, and this score is all even at three. Here comes UIC. It is Matthews with it. Matthews to Santos, puts it up for three, and bangs it down. A big three-point field goal for KJ Santos, doubles the USC output. It is now 6-3. Back the other way. And trying an offensive foul. It'll be called on Rob Edwards of the Vikings. And the ball will be back over to the Flames. Excellent foul being drawn there by this Flames.
Yes. Getting your feet set and just taking the contact right there.
Absolutely. He was ready for that one. Here comes Ferguson. Back and forth between his legs. To his left. And over to Matthews. Dribbles it off his leg, but maintains control. 13 to shoot here for the Flames. With his Ferguson. Back to Santos. Loses control as we're down to 3 to shoot.
They got to put up a shot. They got to put up a shot.
And that is no shot. 30-second shot clock violation.
Yeah,
the ball will go back to Cleveland State. A little bit of a not really set up there when it came to running your sets.
Yeah, that did not look well. Look a little very sloppy right there.
Thomas brings the ball up for Cleveland State. Analyzing the situation, back to his left. Puts up a short jumper and knocks it down. Cash Thomas with his first basket this afternoon, and it is a 6-5 USC lead. Ferguson, back to Santos, another three-point attempt, and it's just off the mark.
Yeah, that was a heat check right there for KJ.
Yeah, you see that early quite often. As Thomas comes back with it for Cleveland State, inside, putting up the shot, drawing the it will be a traveling violation called against Cleveland State. Ball back over to USC. So USC needs to take advantage early of some of these missteps on defense and offense, both for Cleveland State with some of these traveling calls and errant passes. What do you like so far that you're seeing, Sean, from this USC team?
This ball movement has been great, but you know what? The stopping passes there, I'm questionable about.
Nice offensive rebound there by Odiasi and the putback. So we were wondering earlier, Sean, how USC would fare with Ty starting at the center position. So far, it looks good as he gets another, looked like a block, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul drawn by Cleveland State. That foul will go on KJ Santos. That's going to be his first and the third on USC. And we have an official's timeout here on the floor. So we will keep it right here, though. And so far, Sean, we're so Sean, okay. All right. So 8-5 UIC right here, leading Cleveland State so far. Well-fought game between the two squads so far. What do you think, Sean? What do you like so far that you see? What kind of things could be changed? Here early on, we've seen some errant passes when it comes to Cleveland State, which USC's been able to take advantage of that. What are you thinking so far?
Yeah, but you see errant passes by both teams. And USC just need to calm it down a little bit. Also, Cleveland State was able to get to the middle and work the ball into the paint, which is not good for USC. They need to stop that ball from getting inside right there. They have the size advantage, and they need to use it to their advantage.
Absolutely. So you and I talked early about guys like Ty Odiasi, you know, getting a rare opportunity today to get the start at the center position, something he doesn't always do. And so far, it's looked good. You know, not a lot of action so far. We saw a couple really nice offensive rebounds, which led to extra opportunities. You know, always leads to extra shots when you get an offensive rebound. So, you know, if he can continue this, I think things are looking up for you, I see.
Yeah, definitely.
And we return to the action with Rob Edwards taking two shots for the Vikings. First one is good. And And Sean, we were talking to both of the gentlemen on the broadcast team for Cleveland State, and they were mentioning that Rob Edwards can have a lot of great games. He's kind of a hot and cold player, but when he's making his shots, he can put up a good number of points. As USC comes back the other way with the ball, it's Santos driving, dribble it off himself, and it will go to Cleveland State, as they say that ball did bounce off Santos.
Yeah, a costly turnover right there by KJ. You got to know where you're at, and you got to control the ball at all times.
Thomas dragging the ball up court for Cleveland State. Over to Sloan. Baseline drive. Up with it, and the shot is good. Nice lay in there for Cleveland State. Sloan. Excuse me. That's Marquis Flanagan with it. With the lay. Here comes USC the other way. Driving and slamming it down. What a drive there by Ty Odiasi, his second basket of the evening. And he's taking no time here to get going.
Yeah, that was a great slam by Odiasi right there.
And the chance of defense erupt as a short little 15-footer is off the market for off the mark for Thomas, and back the other way, calm the Flames. Ferguson with it. Back to his right. Over to Santos, drives, draws contact, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. It is an offensive foul. I don't think they call blocking, but it is an offensive foul on the Flames. Ball back over to the State.
Yeah, that was on KJ. That's his second. He's got to be very careful not to get his third foul right here.
I believe Marcus Adi just checked in, as well as Kyle Geist. So Kyle Geist will be getting a little bit of action this afternoon. It looked like he might not play, but he actually is getting an appearance. Three-point attempt is good for Cleveland State. And his word, his first three of the afternoon.
Great shot by Cleveland State, working the ball around and getting the open man open.
Adi. To Geist, Kyle. Geist's first attempt, it is from three. So we thought we might not see him this afternoon, but guess what? Kyle Geist said, I'm going to play, and I am going to show up. Three-pointer, 13-12 UIC here.
Three-pointer right back at you. You make one, I'll make one too.
Absolutely. One for one. Here is Carpenter. Just entered the game for Cleveland State. Carpenter to his left, drives up with it, a little short. Rebound by Geist. Going back the other way, it is Ferguson. Ferguson to Geist. Thought about shooting, putting up a three, but thought otherwise. Back to Ferguson. Right to left. Driving and scoring. The up and under. Marcus Adi, welcome to the game. Just stepped in to the action and gets his first bucket of the afternoon.
And that was a great shot. Driving down the lane and getting a wide open shot at the basket. A little bit contested, but a great shot.
Thomas to his left, around Geist. He's thinking about it, isolating. Drive, outside, up with it. No good as the shot clock expired. Rebound by UIC coming back the other way. It's Adi. Adi, surveying. Shot clock down to 15. Probing to Geist. Down inside to Odiasi, backs it in. Left-hand hook, and just a little bit off with that rebound. Cleveland State bringing it back the other way is Thomas. Thomas spins. Quite animated here from the coaching staff on the Cleveland State sideline, let me tell you, Sean.
Very animated. Good pick.
Thomas keeps it himself, puts it up, and scores. So Thomas would not relinquish control of the ball during that possession, and you can see why. As he makes it a one-point game, 15-14 UIC.
And that looked like a little moving screen right there. He set the pick once, but he moved along with the play, and the referee didn't see it, I guess.
Right, right. I totally agree with you there. Here's Adi. Adi being double-teamed. Over to Ferguson. Ferguson to Matthews with a huge three. Wide open attempt there for Matthews. Big opportunity for you, I see here early.
And that's 6 points for Matthews. Hopefully he can turn it up and get going like he had the last game.
Oh, yeah, he's just maintaining. It's a holdover from the last game, I would say, for Dominique. Nice shot there by Bobby Word. He set a quick six here early. Number 23, Marcus Adi with it over to Matthews. Geis fighting the double team. Here's Adi. Loses control, and he lost the ball. Cleveland State coming with it the other way.
Another turnover by UIC. That's not good. That is three so far.
That was
game.
A poor turnover there by Adi. Blunt knocks it down. A three-point field goal. So a big three there for Cleveland State. Puts them ahead 19-18 here with about 10:40 to go here first half. With the ball, it's Ferguson for UIC. Parker's coming off a big game the other night for the Flames. Inside to Ty Odiasi. Uncovered inside, an easy slam for Ty. And that's a quick start here for Ty early. 6 points, 3 of 5 from the field. He started off well.
And the coach is letting number five know that he was late on that move, and there was a wide open shot by Odiasi.
Thomas gives to Blunt, who drives. Loses the ball. Out of bounds. We have a timeout on the floor here at the Pavilion. 2019, UIC ahead. It's the UIC Flames Radio Network on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mullion Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show, like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
And we're back here with you. It's UIC Flames men's basketball on a Saturday afternoon here at the Pavilion, the UIC Flames Radio Network on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Andy Baker here with my main man, Sean Jarrett, and it's 20-19 UIC Flames with the lead and the ball. Bring it up to court, it's Marcus Ate to his left.
Ooh.
Inside for a quick lay-in by Clint Robinson, who just checked in for UIC here during the break. What a drive.
Yeah, that was a nice drive and a nice dish, too. So, Andy, we are seeing a little bit more action by UIC right there.
Yeah, they've been getting the ball down in the post very well and getting points from guys like Robinson, Ade, and Matthews. And then you still got a guy like Kyle Geist to knock down the threes from outside. As we have a whistle and out of bounds. Ball back to UIC. Bringing up the court, it's Ade. To his right. To his left. Ade being shut down here. They can't really find a good passing lane. Kolawale to Matthews. Matthews back to Kolawale. Surveys, moves to his right. Driving the lane. Back outside for a three-point attempt to beat the shot clock from Marcus Ade. A big three. And we have a whistle. And a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here as it's just a 30-second timeout. But a big three there by Marcus Ade. How did you like that play there, Sean?
May I have another? That's all I got to say. May I have another? A great wide open three, the great ball movement, and they was able to move the ball around and find Ade with the great three-point shot.
Yes, just like the Shanty Bar. Thank you, sir. May I have another? 25-19 UIC, but just over 8:50 remaining here in our first half. A high-octane first half so far. Not too many fouls, but hard defense, hard offense. Lots of threes. We have UIC here on a 7-0 run for the last minute 34, and they've made 8 of their last 9 field goals. So field goal percentage has been great so far here for UIC early. And 3 out of the last 4 field goals for the Vikings of Cleveland State, who have the ball and are bringing it up the court. Left to right here from our position here at UIC Pavilion. It's Blount with it. Edwards. Edwards loses it.
Take the box.
And bring it up the court for the lay-in.
And one!
It's Kolawale. Huge basket there for Kolawale off the steal. And one opportunity, a huge three-point play opportunity here for UIC and a chance to increase their lead to 9. How do you like that, Sean?
How about that? The pick the pocket and you go down and get the and one. Counting.
Not only do you get the steal if you call a Wally, but you draw the contact and get the foul and get the bucket. And so now we'll see his huge free throw opportunity here for Kolawale and the Flames to increase their lead to 9.
And to clean it up a little bit, that was on number 5.
Yes, that foul was on Blount of the Vikings. Free throw attempt is good. They get 28-19 Flames. Thomas with it for Cleveland State. Inside, down low, backed in and laid in by Flanagan, number 33 for Cleveland State.
And what a nice post move right there.
Big three for Geist is good. Kyle Geist does it again. Sorry to interrupt you there, my friend Sean, but a huge three-point opportunity there for Kyle Geist. He's on fire here early.
You took the words right out of my mouth. He's on fire. Somebody put him out. He is hot right now.
And the Flames, well, they're Flames, so they're always hot. It's 31-21. Big 10-point lead here for the Flames. And we have a timeout here on the floor. And we'll be right back here with you.
Instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School.
IMIMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show, like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mullion Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School, IMIMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show, like you hear on The Score.
And we're back here with you at the Pavilion. It's UIC Flames basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, the UIC Flames radio network. Andy Baker and Sean Jarrett here with you on a Saturday afternoon, and a big lead here early for the Flames, Sean. 31-21 here early, just coming off a big three by Kyle Geis as we return to the action with Cleveland State with the ball. Outside for three, and it is good. A big three there for Kenny Carpenter. His first basket this afternoon, number one for the Vikings. That cuts the lead back down to seven for the Flames. As they bring the ball up the court, it's Tarkus Ferguson with it. Marcus Ade. Ade to his right, back to Ferguson. Inside, back out to Ade for three. Just a little off, rebounded by Cleveland State. Just a little off on that shot there, Sean.
Yeah, definitely off a little bit.
What do you like about the defensive play you've seen so far, Sean, here as Cleveland State just a little off there? And a whistle. Guy says, hey, that wasn't me. But the officials say otherwise.
Yeah, they're saying he gave him the underhook. He kind of gave him a chicken bone right there.
Yes, and Ty Odiasi will return for the Flames here. And the ball will remain with Cleveland State, and the shot clock will be reset to 30 here. State with it. Back outside. Down low. Backing in is Flanagan. Back outside for a three-point attempt from Carpenter. Just a little short.
Yeah, we have a loose ball foul. Loose ball foul right there.
That will be on Sloan for Cleveland State. Number zero, a loose ball foul, so that will bring it back to the Flames. Big opportunity here to get a basket off the turnover. Ferguson drives and loses control of the ball. Coming back the other way, it's Cleveland State. A quick drive, ooh, and a whistle and a foul.
It's like he got all ball there, but the pitcher might say different.
I absolutely agree with you there, Sean. It did look like all ball. And that's going to be the 16th foul on the UIC team. And it will be foul number two on Kyle Geis.
So, Andy, Geis is shooting well right now, but two fouls.
A little bit of foul trouble early, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
They're going to play a major part in this game.
Yeah, we have to see what decisions they make substitution-wise here coming up. We have 6:25 here to go in the first half. 31-24 Flames ahead of the Vikings from Cleveland State. And so far, you like what you see defensively, offensively, both. Just a little bit, got to be a little careful with the turnovers. That's probably the biggest thing you'd say so far, if you had any recommendations for things UIC could change, wouldn't you say, Sean?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Also, I would like to see UIC close out on the three-point shooter. They were able to get a couple of wide-open threes.
Yeah, especially from Word and Carpenter, they've had a couple good three-point opportunities for Cleveland State here early. As Cleveland State will head to the line, Word, his first opportunity is good. As KJ Santos will make a return here for the Flames. And he will replace Geis. Second attempt is airmail there for Word. Not a great attempt there for the Cleveland State guard, Bobby Word.
All I gotta say, can you say airball?
Yes, you could. You definitely could say that. Absolutely. Here comes UIC, right to left from our vantage point here. It's Ferguson. I mean, they are being tough on Ferguson today. Lots of double teams here early. As another lost ball there. Recovered by Santos as he drives and is rejected by Cleveland State. It'll stay with the Flames, but that was a really nice block there. Really good defense by Cleveland State.
Yeah, it definitely was good. But you know what? USC need to bring it down a little bit with the ball control as they get a little sloppy with the ball dribbling.
USC's only got 9 to shoot here, so... As Ferguson will inbound to Matthews. Moves to Ferguson, drives to his right, draws some contact, and it's going to be an offensive foul.
And that's going. Three. Is that three on Ferguson or two? That's two on Ferguson.
Going against the Flames there.
That's two on Ferguson, so.
I believe it was on Ferguson. And it will be Marcus Adi replacing Tarkus Ferguson, who's in a little bit of foul trouble now here for the Flames. And here comes Cleveland State with the ball. Trailing 25-31 to your USC Flames here. This is USC Flames basketball with Sean Jarrett. I'm Andy Baker. We're glad to be here with you for a wonderful afternoon game here in Horizon League play. Cleveland State with it outside the arc. Driving up with it left-handed and getting the bucket is Maxwell for Cleveland State.
Yeah, that was a nice way of working the ball inside.
Nelson Maxwell, number 13, for his basket of the afternoon. With it for UIC is Kalawale. Up for three and just off the mark is Matthews. Rebounded by Cleveland State, and they'll bring it back the other way. It's Maxwell with the ball. Near side over to Word. Word to his left drives and fights it over to Sloan. That is rejected. A big play there by the Flames. Big block coming back the other way.
Oh.
It's Kalawale. A whistle. And we're going to have a foul here. It's going to go against Cleveland State. It is on Kenny Carpenter. It's going to be just his first, but it is the sixth on the Cleveland State team. And it will send Michael Kalawale to the line for your Flames. Check that. We'll be staying right here with it. It will be Flames ball near sideline. Flames with it. Far side, it is Ade over to Kalawale. Kalawale back to Ade. Ade around over to Matthews for three, just a bit off the mark. Rebound by Cleveland State, and it's back the other way.
Yeah.
Carpenter with it. Over for a long shot attempt that is airmailed. Rebounded by Santos. Santos up the court quickly. He takes it the entire way and just to mark. What a tip in by Ty Odiasi. And again, we see Ty Odiasi on the offensive boards making it happen for UIC. Sean, how do you like it?
Yeah, that's how you do rebound right there. You tip the ball back in off the miss.
And don't even grab it, just tip. Just a little tip. And here with the ball, it's going to be Maxwell. out to Ward, just a bit off the mark there. Here comes UIC the other way. It's Kalawale. Kalawale himself over to Santos. Another three-point attempt, just a bit off for KJ Santos. He's done well this afternoon from three early, but just a bit off there. Here comes Maxwell with it for Cleveland State.
A little bit off, but that's a great shot.
Maxwell, over to Word.
The crowd's trying to get into this game.
It's going to be slow.
If you hear deepest chant going.
Driving and a block. Another.
Goaltending. That's goaltending.
It looks like they're going to call goaltending. I thought it was a clean block.
Yeah, that was kind of close. That,
we do have a timeout on the floor, so we'll be right back here with you in just a minute. 3:10 to go. It's USC 33, Cleveland State 29. This is USC Flames basketball on the USC Flames Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
And we're back here with you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com, the USC Flames Radio Network. I'm Andy Baker with my partner in crime, Sean Jarrett, and we have just about 3 minutes left here in the first half as Tayo Diassi lays one in, a big basket there, putting the Flames ahead 35-29. How'd you like that there, Sean? Big play.
Now, he laid it in. He put that down with some emphasis right there.
As we had a mid-range jumper knocked down by Flanagan for Cleveland State, a quick basket in response. 35-31, the Vikings fighting back into it here as the Flames, it goes down low to Odiasi, back outside to Ate. Marcus Ate getting a lot of action early as we have a loose ball. A whistle, and what is the...
It's
going to be a tripping foul. There's quite
a lot
of reaction here.
It looked like an over and back.
On the Cleveland State side of it. It will be an over the back call. And it's going to go against USC, I believe.
Yeah, it was over in the back, and Cleveland State gets the ball.
Yeah, Cleveland State will get to keep the ball. Looked like we might be arguing whether there was a flagrant foul or not there, but they did not. With the ball, it's the Vikings. Flanagan over to Maxwell. Maxwell drives to his right. Back to Carpenter. Puts it up. Just a bit off. Rebounded by Santos, and here come the Flames. 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. It's the Flames with it. KJ Santos over to Matthews. Matthews to Kalawale to his right, back to his left. And
bad
it's
pass.
Intercepted there, the pass intended for Santos. And a whistle at the other end. And a foul. It's going to go on the Flames.
I feel like it's going to be on Matthews.
And it's going to be on Matthews.
It looked like it's going to be on.
It will be Matthews, and it's his first. The eighth team foul on the Flames here in the first half. as we are just inside the two-minute mark. It'll be two foul shots for Blount for Cleveland State. Robinson returns for the Flames, and he'll take the place of KJ Santos, who is going to return to the bench as opportunity number two takes place here for Blount. Up and good on shot number two. 35-33 UIC, and the Flames with the ball here. It's Ate bringing it up the court. Kalawale over to Matthews driving. Whistle, block is going to be called on Cleveland State.
And the coach is giving the referee an earful right there.
Yeah, the refs are taking a lot of abuse today as Flanagan picks up the foul for Cleveland State. And that'll send the Flames to the line here. This time it will be Matthews for UIC taking the attempt. Dominique so far 6 points, and he's 1 of 1 from the line. He will have the 1-on-1 here. First one's good. So far, the Flames have done well from the foul line, wouldn't you say, Sean? They've had a good performance so far.
Yeah, I think they're doing very well, but I don't want to jinx them just yet.
Oh, no, you never want to do that. A minute and a half remaining here in the first half. 37-33, Flames ahead. As we have a whistle. And it's going to be an offensive foul on Cleveland State. It's going to be Flanagan, so that's his second foul already here. And the ball goes back over to UIC. Big opportunity here. And it'll be Claiborne back in for Cleveland State. We're here early, or late, should I say, late in the first half, as we took down to the 1 minute mark. UIC with it. Kalawale to Ade. Ade back to Kalawale. Up with it, just off the front end of the rim and rebounded by Cleveland State. Coming back the other way, it's Carpenter.
Yeah, it was a great shot, but it looked like it came up a little flat.
Driving is Ward, Maxwell. With it is Carpenter. Carpenter outside for three, just a bit off the mark. Rebounded by Kalawale, and here come the Flames. Flames with it. It is Ate. Ate to Matthews, and a whistle, and a foul is called. Matthews drew the contact. The foul is charged, number 22, Claiborne. It's going to be just his first. And it'll be putting Tyoti Asi the line for the 1-on-1 opportunity.
Yeah, good foul by UFC. And now Cleveland State's going to play some more basketball.
The substitution for the Vikings. And opportunity number two here coming for Ty. Off the front rim and in, Ty gets the roll, and it's now 39-33 UIC, Cleveland State with it.
And that was great, two great free throws by UIC.
As it's Maxwell in control, as it usually always is when the And the Vikings are bringing it up the court. About 20 seconds left to play here. 15 to shoot. With it is Maxwell. 5 to shoot. Maxwell to his left. Driving baseline. Up with it. And a foul is going to be called with about 5.5 seconds to go here in the first half. It's going to go against UIC. It's going to go against Clint Robinson. Only his first foul here this afternoon.
Yeah, but that was a costly penalty right there. Sorry, Andy.
But it will be costly. You're absolutely right, as it's going to send the Vikings to the line for two.
You never want to get caught in the air with off a pump plate.
Sure, and especially in the last, you know, 5 seconds here, you really don't want to give up automatic points at the free throw line if you don't have to. But it'll be opportunity number two here for Word. Makes them both, so that'll get us back to 39-35. UIC with 5.2 remaining here in the first half. Kyle Geist returns for UIC, and that makes sense because one of your best three-point shooters out with when you only have one shot left to make. It's likely going to be a three.
And if I'm UIC, I'm going right to Geist if I get the ball up there to
him. And here comes Ate with it.
Whoa.
Himself.
Oh!
Almost could have had a buzzer beating the alley-oop, but not quite in time. So at the half, it is UIC 39, Cleveland State 35. A great game so far. I'm Andy Baker with Sean Jarrett. This is UIC Flames basketball on the UIC Flames Radio Network at ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
All right, everybody, welcome back to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's UIC Flames basketball on the USC Flames Radio Network. I'm Andy Baker here with my man, Sean Jarrett, and it is halftime here at the Pavilion. Sean, an amazing first half. We got the Flames ahead of Cleveland State, the Vikings 39-35 at the half. A great, a very well-played half by both teams, really. So far, Tyoti Asi has made really made his mark with 12 points early, but a great first half. What did you like that you saw there from the Flames the first half?
5-for-11 from the free throw line. They seem 100% at the free throw line. Every time you get a chance to go to the line and make them, that was one thing that stands out. But the only thing I didn't like is the costly turnovers in that first half, which was five. They had 12 points off the turnover. So they had to clean it up in the second half.
Right, yeah, turnovers definitely were a big issue on both sides, really, but especially for UIC, a few less turnovers would have been helpful for them. And I would say just really, I would agree with you there, and when it comes to just not taking any cheap fouls, because there was that foul there right at the end of the first half that you really didn't need any extra points getting put on the board for Cleveland State with all less than 5 seconds left. But a lot of good scoring opportunities early for USC, and we were both talking about that, the better that they could shoot. One man that's done well, Kyle Geist, we actually thought he wasn't going to play early on, and he ended up, so far he's hit a couple threes early, got 6 points. He's performed well.
Right, he has 6 points, two nice three-pointers, and he's been helping facilitate the ball, moving the ball around. But he did get two costly fouls in that first half. So he's got to play smarter basketball and try to stay away from the foul.
Yes. And Tarkus Ferguson, we know, played well in the last game, as well as Matthews for the Flames. Matthews has carried that over here so far early. Dominique has eight points so far. He's really been the de facto leader, along with Tyoti Asi. Wouldn't you agree, Sean?
Yeah, Matthews was able to stir the pot. So it's ways to keep your team in this game if you're playing the ball and you have the ball and bring it up and playing smart defense, setting up plays for your teammates, you're going to win this game.
Anything, what are you looking for second half from UIC in order to maintain the lead and keep building on what they've done so far?
I'm sure Coach McClain's going to tell them, calm down, this is a good game. We have control of this game, but we need to play smart basketball. We need to cut down on these turnovers. Turnovers and points off of turnovers. Another thing, we need to stop that ball from letting that big man post up in the paint.
All right, Sean, I can't wait to get to that second half with you, and I think it's going to be a fun one. It's UIC Flames. It's halftime here. 39-35 Flames ahead of the Vikings from Cleveland State. It's UIC Flames basketball on the UIC Flames Radio Network, ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years, so it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
I'm Dustin Rhodes, executive producer of the Mully and Hanley Show and instructor at the Illinois Media School.
IMIMS. The Illinois Media School can help you gain the skills to start a career in broadcasting so you can do everything from play-by-play and color commentary to producing your own sports talk show like you hear on The Score.
I'm Jay Zawoski, executive producer of the Spiegel and Goff Show and an instructor at the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. At IMS, you'll learn the ins and outs of the media industry from radio and television pros like us.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
I'm Matt Abaticola, executive producer of the Boers and Bernstein Show and a graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.